You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, here with my awesome co-host, Carrot.
Yo.
Yo, Carrot. It's been a minute.
I've never yo'd into a podcast before.
I feel like that can't be true. I feel like you must have yo'd at some point. We've done so many episodes.
Not a big yo.
Yeah, you're not. But I don't know. Maybe you have. Maybe you haven't. Perhaps. But I'm excited. I have a lot of really exciting things I want to talk to you about that I've been holding on to for a while.
Oh, fun. I got a few too. But perfect for a podcast. It's just us talking to each other. Yeah.
Sorry we missed you guys last week. Technical difficulties prevented us from getting the episode up. But this week I got everything up and running. So it seems, hopefully you can hear us. Hopefully you can see us. And let's get started. Do you want to go first with your relax or do you want me to go first?
I'm scared to do mine. Oh, so why don't you go first?
God.
I'm terrified to do mine to you.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'll do mine first then.
Okay.
And I guess cliffhanger for whatever yours is. Now I'm nervous. Okay. Mine is, pigeons.
Whoa. Pigeons?
Not just like, we've
shots talked. You're firing shots at pigeons?
No, I'm actually not.
Oh, okay.
The relax is not pigeons. Pigeons don't need to relax. Human beings and the way that we have treated pigeons needs to relax. Do you know about this?
No.
I saw a TikTok. Shocker.
How did I know you were going to say that?
I saw a TikTok that kind of blew my mind and made me cry almost.
Oh, about pigeons? I'm assuming.
About pigeons. Uh-huh. So we've talked about pigeons before on an episode a long time ago about messenger pigeons,
yes.
I believe. Or like a pigeon racing.
Yes.
Was that what it was?
It was pigeon racing, yes.
Okay. This is crazy. Pigeons, do you know why they live in like big cities and why they're always around?
So they eat stuff on the ground?
Well, how come no other birds do this?
Because they're like, they're not as agile as other birds. So like, I assume that's why we see them more on the ground.
Girl.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Humans domesticated pigeons.
We did?
Big time.
What point in history?
I'll explain. I have it all.
Okay.
And
fascinated.
And then we were like, nah, but pigeons can't survive without humans.
Really?
So we made them so that they would like love us and be around us. They're essentially like cats and dogs. Like when you see a stray cat or stray dog, you're like, oh, poor baby. Like you want to help it. Pigeons were like, eh, stupid pigeons.
I think some people have the urge to grab them and squeeze them.
In a nice way?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the person, but I feel like that's a common urge.
Squeeze a pigeon?
That if you could grab one.
I always want to feed them.
Squeeze it.
I want them to come on my arms and I want to feed them.
Okay.
Like in Mary Poppins.
Oh, does that happen in Mary Poppins?
Well, I don't know if they're pigeons. I don't remember, but you know the song, Feed the Birds?
No.
What?
I don't. I mean, I've seen Mary Poppins.
You don't know
this
song? Tuppence a bag. No. Tuppence. Are you joking?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't know
are
this?
You saying tuppence?
Yes.
What's a tuppence?
It's like money. Oh. Feed the birds.
Feed the birds money?
No, she's giving out like, she's like selling bags to feed the birds.
Mary Poppins is?
No, she's not. She's singing this song as a bedtime story to the kids she nannies, but it's about like.
I was going to say, that's Mary Poppins' side business is selling pigeon food?
No, I mean, I haven't seen Mary Poppins
smart.
In a very, very long time, but like, I'm shocked.
I don't think anyone's
song.
Buying food to feed pigeons. I feel like they're oh just like, God. If I have scraps of food, I'll give it to a pigeon.
Well,
but I'm
Mary
not like
Poppins just sings a song about it. I don't know what
in
to tell
food
you.
For pigeons.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're not here to
let
debate.
Alone tuppence, because that sounds like a lot.
Well, we're not here to talk about
sure.
Mary Poppins singing about the song and whether or not that happened, because it did.
Okay.
We're here to talk about pigeons. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
Sure.
Although it's difficult to determine exactly when pigeons were domesticated, they are first mentioned in Mesopotamian.
You knew that.
Yeah. Mesopotamian tablets, which date back over 5,000 years. Some believe it is likely they were domesticated long before then. For most of remembered history, pigeons have been used as messengers, kept as pets, and eaten for food. They have also been revered and worshipped by many religious orders. In fact, the pigeon is actually the famed biblical bird of love and peace that came to Noah, bearing an olive branch and bringing hope. I always thought
not
it was
a dove.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Over time, a linguistic distinction emerged and the commonly seen birds became known as rock pigeons. The word pigeon, however, is actually just a translation of the French word dove.
I was going to say, they feel like very similar looking birds in my head.
Yes. Now, here's, I've got more to say about this because this is just bananas. They possess a unique set of skills, which we learned when we talked about pigeon racing, where they can
they
find their way home.
Have a certain set of skills?
Possess a unique set of skills. Okay.
It's a line from a movie, sorry.
Chief among them, it's a line from a movie?
Yeah.
About pigeons?
No.
Wait, what's a line from a movie?
I have a certain set of skills. It's like a famous line from a
movie. What movie?
Taken.
Taken?
Yeah.
The movie's called Taken?
I have a very particular set of skills. It's called Taken, yeah.
Who said, is that Sean Connery?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. Chief among them is their ability to find their way home, even when released hundreds of miles away in distant locations they have never seen. They have keen eyesight, impressive navigation skills, speed, endurance, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Homing pigeons.
Hmm?
Is that why they call them homing pigeons?
They call them lots of things.
Because they can find their way home.
Yeah. The earliest reference to using pigeons to carry messengers dates back to 2500 BC. This traditional use continued until recent times, with nearly every major superpower utilizing the unique skills of pigeons, both in everyday governance and during times of war. A pigeon delivered the results of the first Olympics. Did you know this?
Carrier pigeon.
In 776 BC and over.
What?
Yeah.
What year was the first
776
Olympics?
BC. And over 2,050 years later, another pigeon delivered the news of Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo. Pigeons have served in every major war, including World War I and World War II, where they are credited with saving thousands of soldiers' lives. Are you believing this? These birds are incredible.
I'm believing it. I just haven't yet hyperfixated on it on TikTok.
I haven't on TikTok. I saw one TikTok and then I went and did a bunch of research on it.
Oh, okay.
And looked up a bunch. I only saw one TikTok about it. So the feral pigeons that we have now, basically, they've not been raised and trained by humans. So their current presence is in the urban environment. It's similar to feral dogs and cats.
I was just going to say, it's like imagining, sorry to interrupt, but like it's like imagining if that like people were like way into domesticating dogs and having dogs as pets and things, and then all of a sudden we're like no more with these dogs, but then these dogs were domesticated, now they're all just dogs were everywhere in the streets.
Right. So after thousands of years of domestication, their lives are tied to ours. Even if we are no longer feeding and caring for them directly, they're not likely to stray too far from human civilization. They're highly dependent on humans to provide them with food, sites for roosting, loafing, and nesting. That's why they're commonly found in cities, farmyards.
And now in like door awnings, we're just putting spikes everywhere so that pigeons can't sleep.
Yeah,
we're
like, this is where you sleep, pigeons. This is what we'll take care
of
you, pigeons.
And now we put like spikes
there. Just kidding,
there.
Your bed is spikes.
Yeah. Well.
Isn't this crazy? It's so sad. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Can you believe we did that to them?
Yeah, I know.
They were like worshipped and treated as like royalty, and they were the bird to like send messages for World War, every major World War. Like, what are you saying? And then we just were like, yeah, you're trash. Eat our trash. And also,
well,
they're kind of like rats.
I think people refer to them as like rats with wings.
Right. And that's so mean because that's literally not what they are.
Wow. You've really opened my eyes.
Is that so sad? And pigeons, this is another thing I want to talk about later today. Pigeons mate for life. Like they're like, hey, I love you.
They're monogamous.
I don't know that they're all monogamous. I can't speak
some
for all pigeons.
Players.
But like they have to have a BFF essentially, whether it be a human or another bird. Like they need a BFF. Like they can't
like
be alone.
Codependent.
Isn't that so sweet?
That's very sweet. I will never look at a pigeon
and
the same way
so
again.
Mean to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been mean to a pigeon, but I haven't. When have I been mean to a pigeon?
You haven't. I don't know why. Wow, defensive.
Well, I haven't. I mean, I did. And when we were living in New York, I did a Miranda like series, and there was an episode where I was like trying to catch a pigeon.
Right.
But I didn't hurt them.
Have you ever eaten pigeon?
No, I don't think so. I mean, not that I'm aware of.
Right.
Have you eaten pigeon?
No, but you just mentioned that people ate it.
People didn't used to eat pigeons.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just so sad. I feel so sad. I always want to feed pigeons and everyone always is like, don't feed the pigeons. But now I'm like, well, who else is going to feed them? They rely on us for food.
That lady in Home Alone 2.
That lady in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Tuppence a bag.
Oh, right. But you know what I'm talking about in Home Alone 2, right? The pigeon lady?
I don't think I've seen Home Alone 2.
What?
I don't think I've seen it.
Shocking. It's Home Alone, but like he's in New York and he meets this woman in Central Park that kind of takes him in, and she's like the pigeon woman that everyone's afraid of because she just is covered in pigeons. Like they're all over her because she feeds them all the time.
She's the only one. So they're like, yeah, finally she's one human
who
nice
like,
to us.
Who like got it. You know, you see people like sometimes like in a park sitting there like feeding the pigeons.
As they should. It's going to be me now.
Okay.
I want to feed the pigeons. I feel bad for these pigeons.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your relax that you're scared of?
I haven't seen a pigeon in a while.
Yeah, there's not many here.
I'm nervous to do mine. I'm hesitant to do it. I don't want to like start anything.
Oh, it's going
to
be a fight?
Or I don't know if it's going to be a fight or if it's going to be, there's going to be violence. So I have here my child's Detroit Lions helmet.
That's not going to fit on your head. We both know that that's not going to fit on your head.
My head is in like the 1,000th percentile. Because I was going to say, I don't feel too strongly about this one way or the other.
I feel like I already know what you're going to say.
This isn't like my cause. You know what I mean? I don't really care.
I already know what you're going
to
say.
That much. Sure. But I just like, I kind of initiated this, trying to have a mature conversation with you about this last week. Mm-hmm. I think it was okay, but mm-hmm. I wanted to try like talk about it more here. But like what I'm going to say needs to relax is Taylor Swift lyrics.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
What's funny is you say that you tried to have a mature conversation about it last week, and I feel like it did because I said, okay, you don't have to like her.
Yeah.
The issue is that I don't care. Like,
it's not my place to say.
Well, it's actually.
But art is subjective, right?
Of course.
You're right.
Just because I think her music and her lyrics is brilliant and incredible and has like saved my life in so many ways and changed my life in so many ways. And I've found an incredible community of awesome people that we can all connect over this and obsess over it together. Like, that doesn't mean that I think everyone should. And I don't try to convert anyone to do that. And I also know that that does not mean that everyone's going to like it. And so there's a lot of people who don't like it. What I find interesting is that when people don't like it, that's who needs to relax. Like they go banana. No, there's no Swifties who are like, everyone has to think Taylor Swift is the best person in the world. We're all just like, okay, you don't have to like it. Why are you listening to it? And why are you talking about it so
I'm not
much?
Listening to it. I'm hearing it because I live in a house with you.
Right.
And you walk around playing it. Mm-hmm. Like you walk around with it playing on your phone. Mm-hmm. Not in headphones, just in speakerphone. That's kind of like what you've been doing.
I can put it in headphones if that bothers you.
No,
so much.
It doesn't bother me. It's just this is how I've absorbed it. And mm-hmm. I just think, and I'm not saying previous albums. I'm talking about this specific release of 30 songs. Mm-hmm.
31. I'm just saying it's 31.
31. I don't know. I think
it's 31.
I was exaggerating, but good to know. It's exactly 31 songs that are like that. In my subjective opinion, mm-hmm. And I've been with you on this Taylor Swift journey over the past year and a half where you've really got into, I mean, I've been around you.
You've been near me.
I've been near you, relatively, you know, and I've been into a lot of it, you know, and I watched the movie of the concert with you when we did that. And I was, you know what I mean? And that's obviously big in pop culture, like very aware. So then hearing this new album, it just seemed like, I think maybe I should drop it.
Drop what?
This conversation. I don't know. It's not my
place.
Maybe
you want to.
No, it seemed like, you know, I was like, is this a prank?
Yeah, you don't have to like it. No one's telling you have to like it. My issue with it, so the night that the album came out, I was very excited. I love Taylor Swift and I do think she's like a poet. Like I love her lyrics. I think she's very talented.
Right.
And so I was very excited to listen to it. And I was getting ready to listen to it. And you said, can I listen to it with you?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, but you need to know this is like very important to me. You can't like poke fun or like, this is like an important thing where it's like, mm-hmm. I need to just be excited. And this is a happy, fun thing. This is not a like, this sucks kind of a thing.
Did I do that? I don't think I did that.
No, but no. So you listened to a few songs and then you were like, it's not good. This isn't music is what you said.
I think I said they weren't songs and I went to bed.
Yeah, you said these aren't songs. You said these aren't songs. This isn't music.
Sorry.
And no, it's okay. And that's what I'm fine with someone going like, I don't like this. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
My issue is when people state like,
oh, I don't think it's for me.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's totally fair. I don't like when people go, this isn't good, or this is not music, or she sucks. I'm like, well, that you can say, I don't like this, but to say no, it as a blanket statement, yeah, I think that's what I was like, well,
no, I think I have like a more specific take where it's just like, it's
my eyeball itches.
It's leaning into like something that I think is more, I just got the sense of like repetitiveness, redundancy, right, in the production. So I don't think it's her. I think she is extremely talented. I just like, it'd be interesting to hear her work with like different, like maybe a different producer, you know, something.
She has worked with a lot of different producers. Sure. I mean, what's interesting is I've heard a few people say stuff like that. And like every album has been wildly different. Aside from Folklore and Evermore are pretty similar. But other than that, like all her albums are so wildly different styles.
Yeah.
So that's so funny to me when people say that, because I'm like, yeah, she's done so many albums and they're all so different, except for Folklore, Evermore. And this one's, I'd say, kind of in the same wheelhouse as that, but there's not really like,
I don't think it's not for me. It's not to my taste. So I don't think it's my, this, I think this is bad. I think this is like, I don't think especially like a guy should be on a podcast saying like why Taylor Swift's new album isn't good. I don't think I don't think that's good podcast
You're allowed
content.
To feel that way.
I don't think it's interesting.
It doesn't offend me.
What am I going to do? Convince you that like,
no, but that's like, what's so interesting
because it's
to
not
me.
For me and you love it. And so yeah, why take that away from me? Right. Yeah. So like, I'm sorry.
There's nothing to
Can I do my real
about.
Relax now?
No, but you don't have to be sorry about it. Here's the thing is that like, that's what's so funny to me is that I feel like there's so many people out there trying to convince Swifties that it's not good. And I haven't seen any Swifties get mad. I've just seen Swifties be like, okay, then you don't have to listen to it. Like that's no one cares. Like we don't care if you listen to it or not. Like it's special to us individually and means something to us individually and has touched us or moved us in some certain way. So like, it's just so weird. Cause like, I don't listen to other artists. And when I don't like them, go like try to get online and tell other people who like them that they shouldn't because they suck. Like I just go, oh, this isn't for me. And I don't listen to it.
Well, no, it's my reaction to her new album. And you say you don't have to listen to it, but I kind of do because I spent a lot of time in cars with you and in this house with you.
Well, I don't have to play it around you if you don't like it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you want to listen to music in the car. You want to listen to music when you're walking around doing laundry. You want to listen to music when, because it comes out of your mouth because you sing a lot. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
I do like, sing a lot.
You want to listen to me? We play piano, so you've been playing the songs on piano. So, like,
Well, I could make a suggestion. So here's the deal. There's two options. So one, you can
just have an opinion because I do, am around it a lot.
Yeah, and that's fine. I think that's fair to have an opinion. I think I have lots of opinions on different like movies and TV shows you watch and things you enjoy and like that aren't my thing. You haven't been like. You certainly have been like a dick about it or anything. I'm more referencing the people online.
I was
just interested
in trying to have this conversation and not, I was like, I wonder if I can have this conversation and not come off like a dick about it.
Well, there's a lot of people online who are kind of being dickheads about it, who are just like, she sucks and this sucks.
Because
and I'm
it's
like,
online
on.
And that's how they get attention. Yeah.
And your initial reaction was like listening to three songs and then going, this isn't music. This isn't songs. I'm going to bed. It's just all the same. And which is fine and fair in your opinion, but you know, whatever. And now saying like, well, you know, I kind of do.
I shouldn't have said that in that moment. It was,
I know.
Was
it's,
like
it
your
doesn't,
time.
It's fine. It's whatever. Here's the deal though. So there's two options here. I can either just listen to it in headphones on my own time, which I can totally do. And I'm happy to do, or you can, try to find interest in something that means a lot to me and go like, why, what is it about it that you like? I don't understand.
Okay.
And then I could tell you.
I was about to ask that question, but like, I don't know that I care. I'm kidding.
No, I'm just saying the only reason I'm saying this
I obviously care.
Is because I know you care and you've been very supportive. And when we watched the movie, you looked up the different eras and like tried to dress up like an era.
Yeah.
Like you've been very supportive. My birthday party was by my friends. They like themed like it Taylor Swift and you were totally on board in game.
I got all this Taylor Swift. I got Taylor Swift art stuff and
you've
stickers.
You got me Taylor Swift gifts and like, you know, that you've totally been supportive
of
my Taylor
record,
Swift.
The vinyl mm-hmm. record and socks.
Right. But it does feel like it's a little trendy to not like this album
poo-poo on the new album,
and then just be like, well, it's not for me. And I think that's fine to say it's not for me. But then, you know, if you want to learn more, you can. And if not, then just don't listen to it. But like for me, like I hate sports and I've always hated sports, but you know, the lines was something that was very important to you. And I was like poo pooing on it for years.
Yeah. Well,
and because of Taylor Swift,
yeah,
genuinely, I like, you know, I've just found this love for this music. And I was like, I wanted you to be interested in that. And, you know, and you were, you know, being very sweet and understanding of Taylor Swift and my rock obsession, whatever. And I was like, I want to do that for him with the Lions. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And then I loved it. And I loved it. Going to those football games was like, yeah, so freaking fun. And I wanted to understand why you liked it and what was the reason behind it. And that was really great. Like, I love doing that. And the same with you with my rocks is then you start going to the beach with me. You were like, why does she like this? Why is she so interested in this? This is kind of weird to me. I don't really quite get it. And then you found a love for sea glass. So I'm saying, so like there could be something to you, like, or just people in general being like, what is it about this that someone likes? It's still not my thing, but now I understand. Or, you know, something like that. I don't know.
What, I mean, the Detroit Lions just unveiled new uniforms last week. What if you're like, I don't like these new uniforms. And I was like, well, I like them and it's my team. So
I don't think you would do that. I think you would just go like, okay.
The draft is happening right now. They drafted a player and you're like, I don't think they should have drafted that. Two cornerbacks, their first two picks.
You'd be like, you don't know anything about this. You don't understand anything about it.
It'd be the same conversation.
Right. And so, and that's, yeah. And that's kind of what has happened here is you said that and I go, okay, it doesn't offend me because I know you don't understand the lyrics and you don't understand the meaning behind it and why it's brilliant.
Well, love you.
And that's fine.
And I hope you're enjoying the new 31
I love it.
Double up there, secret album, there, 31 songs.
You know, there are songs that I don't like on it. There are songs that I don't like, and that's my opinion. And there are other people's favorites. And it's not my favorite of all her albums. It's up there. I think it's probably my second or third favorite, but like, it's not my favorite.
Oh, it's up there.
It's up there. It is. I love it.
Okay. Could I do my real relax?
That wasn't your real one? Wait, who needed to relax? Oh, Taylor Swift fans?
No, the lyrics. Like, this her new lyrics? Album, like, the lyrics.
The lyrics and are so brilliant.
And cadence.
So I saw this TikTok. What is... There's a rock in here. Okay, anyway.
Shocking.
Shocking. I saw this TikTok rocks. Of this guy responding to someone saying that, like, they didn't like her album, but, like, it sucks and it's not good and she needs a new writer and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, the people who love Taylor Swift, it's the same as people who, it's an obsession, and it's like people loving like anime, or, you know, it's like someone who's a fanatic about something. What were the other examples he gave? He said,
I understand what you're saying.
Like super fans who truly understand her and the way that she speaks. And it's like a language and there's like a community and there's a puzzle and there's
like
Easter
Navi.
Eggs. It's like, it's very, it's
like what the avatars speak. How some people love avatars.
Like, it's
and
like
they
that.
Speak that.
It's like
figure
this,
out how to speak that language.
It's like nerdy. And I mean that with love because I love it, you know, like it's like nerdy to love her and like
Disney adults
and geeking out over it. Totally. And,
I feel like there's a lot of crossover.
And he
there.
Was saying that like her and people who love her, know that she has this like patter to the way she sings and the way that she writes and her lyricism. And it's similar to like Shakespeare where it's like
iambic pentameter. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then when it
Bob
goes
Dylan
out of that.
Bob Dylan kind of had the same thing, right? I mean.
Sure. But whenever Shakespeare would write like out of that patter, you'd know it was intentional. And it was because you don't think so?
I mean, are we comparing the two? Are we saying that the two?
I mean, I might, but I certainly wouldn't.
That's fine.
But I'm just saying that like when Shakespeare was very intentional with that.
Yes.
And
speak the speech, I pray you.
And when he would go out of his like rhythm and pattern and like typical pattern, it was for an intention. Like there was a reason behind it. And she does the same thing. And so she sings and writes with a certain pattern. And when she goes away from that, there's a reason behind it. And what are the lyrics saying there? And what do they mean? And a lot of her lyrics have double meanings or triple meanings or secret meanings. And it's fun. It's like a puzzle. It's like fun to decode and understand and apply it to your own life or apply it to society or the world or, you know, it's fun. It's not just, oh, I like this music. It's fun. And I have found that a lot of her music helps me to like express or feel or understand emotions that I couldn't before. Like she's able to verbalize feelings and emotions that I've only felt but couldn't verbalize, like with her lyricism sometimes.
It's intense.
And I feel this way about a lot of different music. I feel that way about a lot of musical theater.
Yeah, I guess that's music too. You were a music major.
Yeah, I love music I love when music does that. So anyway, sorry, what was your real, you said you had a real relax.
I just had, one in my back pocket in case that one didn't, go as great as it did.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was.
I know. I think I just feel bad. AirPods.
Yeah, they got, I think we've done this before, but they certainly
I'm sure we have,
relax.
But like something weird is going on with my AirPods.
What?
Besides me losing them 4 times a day,
yeah,
individually, or they just the case.
Yeah.
The sound they make when the battery dies.
I hate that
terrible
sound.
Terrible. But this new thing, they must have been like updated because I've had these AirPods for 2 years, shockingly, as many times as I've lost them. But all of the sudden, out of nowhere, without me asking them to, they are reading me text messages and now emails. They're, my AirPods out of nowhere will go email and just start reading it. And I'll be like shocked.
That's got to be a setting you
startled.
Can change.
Of course it is. But do you know me, technology, and how lazy I am with technology?
I wouldn't do it either.
Surely I could figure this out in like 5 minutes with like a Google and going into settings. I haven't yet. And like, and sometimes I fall asleep with AirPods in and they'll just start screaming at me, Joe Biden, you know what I mean? Whatever. But I should have prefaced the story with, our cable company that I pay the bill for.
Yeah, what a weird.
What a weird humble brag. the name of the cable company where we live is Cox, C-O-X, Cox Cable.
Yes.
Right? So when this feature started, again, without me, like it must have been an update or something without me saying it, but like all of a sudden my AirPods, which like sometimes I just leave in and nothing's even playing. It's just like, it's like a social battery buffer, you know what I mean? Societal buffer, whatever. All of a sudden my headphones will be, and it's, I don't know if it's, I think it's like the voice of Siri, screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Cox!
Oh my God.
Reminder, you're autopay, but it should just be screaming Cox at me time because they email me like 4 times a day.
Ugh.
And it's just out of nowhere. It's startling.
Mm-hmm.
And, I should figure out how to turn it off. There's lots of problems with this device. Not to say that there weren't when they had the cord. Do you remember what that was like?
I loved the cord.
You liked the cord?
There was never...
It would always get caught on things and they'd rip out of my ears. They'd twist up. They'd get tied.
Choke me. I don't care.
The craziest sailor knots you've ever seen.
I literally don't care. I hate Bluetooth. We've talked about this so many times. Hate Bluetooth. I hate that you have to charge it. It's so calm. You can just plug it in and it works. Get on my level. That is elite. You plug it in and it works. That's not true for anything
Bluetooth
anymore.
Bluetooth is certainly not a perfect technology. It was that all of a sudden there's an updated feature that I didn't turn on or ask for where it's like just screaming at me in the middle of the night.
That's horrible.
Like I'll get woken up with that because I'll fall asleep with them in and then out of nowhere, Cox!
Yeah. That's
now,
good. Yeah.
That's
horrible, love.
It's horrible.
It's horrible to wake up to
more.
Cox.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, you can do as many as you want.
Bee stings.
Oh my God. Bee
I got
stings.
Stung by a bee this week.
Yeah, you did.
And I haven't been stung by a bee in a decade. You know who has been stung by bees?
Me and
you
Flynn.
And the anus.
Me and the anus?
Didn't you? Isn't that where you got stung?
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. The same time you said you, like me, I got stung. I said me and Flynn. And so you said you, and I thought you said you and the anus referring to Flynn as anus. And I was like, what?
Weird. No.
Well, yeah. That's why I was like, what are you saying?
You have in our children.
I was not stung in the anus.
In
I was
butt cheek.
Stung in the butt cheek. And it hurt. It was unbelievable how bad it hurt. And I remember you being like, it's not that bad. It's a bee sting. And I was like,
and you talked about it for weeks, you're
like, for a day, but I was like, it was really
days,
painful.
I'm sure. And our children have been stung, and they, I mean, poor kids.
Of course.
A bee, their child being stung by a bee. They lose their minds. But I haven't been stung in a decade. And so in my memory, I'm like, it's not that bad.
Right.
It's a bee sting. Come on.
Right.
You're fine. I got stung in my palm because a bee had landed right next to, like, on my pants, on the pocket of my pants. And I went, like without looking to reach for my phone in my pocket, and the bee stung me right in my palm. Like it was, I was like, whoa, what the heck? I was just reaching for my phone, and boom, this crazy pain. And I look at my palm and there's a stinger hanging out of it. And then I look down and there's the bee.
Mm-hmm.
The poor guy pulled the trigger too soon. And I'm just a guy trying to get it. I wasn't going for him. I was just going for my phone. And I pulled the stinger out. It hurt so bad for days.
Yeah. So painful. So painful.
Kind of right in between the finger, like in the palm, right between my fingers. Not a good place to get stung by a bee.
It's like shocking how bad it hurts.
It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I ran to a bathroom. I was in a public place. I was at a beach. I ran to a public bathroom and ran my hand under cold water where mm-hmm. you have to push the faucet for like 2 seconds of water every time.
Yeah.
In this like sandy public bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was just at the sink doing that. People, I don't know.
Yeah. When I got stung in the booty, I remember.
You sat on it? You must.
I sat on it. Yeah. I didn't see it. Obviously I sat down on the grass in the backyard and there was a bee there I didn't see and it stung my butt. But what was crazy about that is that I had the same exact experience where I remembered I was stung as a kid and I was like, bee stings are not bad. Like, no, they sting, but like, it's not that bad. And I was so shocked at how bad it stung that I was like, I'm allergic.
Right.
Like I was like, I have to, there's no way this is
ran through my head. Too.
Exactly.
I was like, what if I'm allergic?
Because why was it hurting so bad?
Right.
Yeah. Like it's, they're so painful. No one talks about it enough. Why aren't we talking about how bad bee stings
stink? This is
that
platform, I believe.
We're going to talk. We're bringing it
watch,
up.
Watch, don't get stung by a bee. Watch out. Because there's lots of bees around. And I walk through them like I'm a beekeeper. Like I'm, you know, I'm never scared of bees. I just, because I'm like, well, I'm not bothering them. I don't go, like if bees flying around me.
I kind of go crazy.
I don't go
about
crazy.
It.
I'm not like in like, or like in a pool. Because you know how they do that when you're in a, you stick your head out. Like, I never freak out because I'm like, I'm not doing anything. They're not going to sting me. Like, there's no way they're going to sting me now.
Yeah. It's painful.
I don't know. I might.
Very painful.
I might run.
I feel that. I don't like bee stings. They're very painful.
I don't want to be stung by bees.
I don't either, love.
And I'll be way more empathetic if kids get stung by bees.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, Flynn, the twins haven't yet. Knock on wood, but Flynn has been stung a couple of times.
Yeah.
I know, knock on wood, my goodness. I have something that doesn't need to relax.
Okay.
That I want to talk about. And I've been dying to talk to you about it. Whoa, what was that noise?
You've never gone barefoot in Crocs before and had a weird noise?
I'm constantly, I mean, I used to go barefoot in Crocs constantly and not so much. Anymore. I haven't worn Crocs in quite some time, but his feet are in Crocs and they just made a duck quack.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It gets wet in there sometimes.
Oh my.
So you're not sweating Crocs?
Yeah, I used to do an hour and a half show in Crocs.
No, I know, but like it's weird. Like everyone's like wearing these rubber shoes all the time now, like these slides and things like that. Like I feel like that's a sweaty thing.
It's very sweaty
because it's your feet.
Yeah,
and then as you're wearing like thick silicone rubber on them, because it's like all the fashion, all the thing, and it's what everyone's wearing. They feel like you have like 9 pairs of these.
Well, not for fashion. I have 9 pairs like, of hot pink Crocs for like my old career.
But also, but also like slippers for inside or whatever, like house shoes.
Slippers. I don't have any Crocs slippers.
No, but like you have like these rubber kind of slides, they call them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, like the flip flop, but without mm-hmm. the toe thing.
Yeah.
I don't think, maybe that needs to relax. How sweaty though? It's just, I'm like, do I have sweaty feet or is it just everyone?
I don't know. Maybe both.
Sorry,
okay, so
I didn't mean to hijack
your
thing.
You go for it. The thing that needs to not relax ever my whole life is I remembered something the other day that was my favorite sound. This is so random, but I was with a friend and we started talking about how this is the best sound in the world and it's so niche and no one's even going to know what I'm talking about and you certainly will not, but I'm hoping that you're going to have something that you can relate in your own world about it. Okay, so it's my favorite sound in the world, sorry, I'm getting there, is when you go to a fabric store, craft store, and you need fabric cut and they put fabric on this table and there's like a little metal like line that the scissors fit perfectly into so they can cut a perfect straight line on the material. Mm. The sound of sharp scissors cutting through material fabric and like slicing down onto that like metal thing that it like glides on. Oh my God. I want it. How can I get that sound just playing in my ear always?
Or just like a sleep machine that plays that sound or something.
I can't even explain to you how incredible that sound is.
I'm sure that's tied to some sort of memory or something.
Well, yeah, I used to go to the fabric store all the time with my mom, and she used to sew my dresses for me. But it still is like, I mean, if you haven't heard it, I feel like we need to go to a fabric store and I need to show you how good that sound is. It is so good. And my friend was playing with slime and she cut, she had scissors and she was just like kind of bored, like, and she just kind of cut into the slime and it made a similar sound.
Okay.
And that's what made me think of it. And so anyway, the point is that like that sound is so incredible to me. Like it's like probably one of my favorite sounds in the whole world. And I'm wondering if there's a sound to you that just like scratches an itch. Or is it itches a scratch or is it scratches an itch?
Scratches an itch. I think for me, smells are more that kind of a thing. I'm trying to think of like,
smells.
Like
a sound.
Well, I'm wondering now, like if there's a way, could you like search on YouTube sound of fabric cutting at craft store?
Probably.
Could you play that for us now? I feel like now would be
I could look it up.
Now would be the time.
It's not going to be the same if it's like
a podcast and for,
I know,
for me
like
and our
it's
listeners.
Like the same.
I need to hear it, but not go there.
All right, I found a video of it. Let's see if it sounds the same. Because it might not. It might not be the same thing. And I might.
I'm going to close my eyes and put myself.
Okay, already it's like white noise.
I like it.
No, no, that's horrible. That's not it. That's not it. That was horrible. That's not it.
I can imagine though.
No, is you that, can't. Not based on that. Not based on that. Let me see. That was horrible. Why did they think that was the same?
Is that a video?
That was a video.
So was that what was happening? Were they cutting fabric in the fabric store?
It said ASMR cutting fabric.
Oh, so this is a thing.
It doesn't have very many views. Here's another one. Hold on. Why does everyone have so much white noise in these? Okay, hold on. Here's another one.
So they didn't bring their...
Is she doing this next to a fan?
Well, like, I don't love. They didn't bring their professional recording equipment to Joanne's and say like, hey, do you mind if like I set up a boom mic over you cutting this fabric
for me? That's
what I'm
saying. We're not going to find a good one. Why is everyone doing this by a fan?
I think we need to do that.
We need to do, I don't have, the thing is, it's specific because it's like, it's on a countertop.
Yeah.
Like a hard wooden countertop.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
And with like a metal line that the scissors, it's like this very specific
sound. I've had a reason to buy buy fabric.
Well, anyway, it's fabulous. But
textiles.
There's other sounds like we go to Moonstone Beach with all the little pebbles. When the waves crash onto all the pebbles and the pebbles all clank against each other.
Yeah.
You know, or like, when you, during the fall, like people who get fall leaves, we don't get many here, but like when you walk on a crunchy leaf.
Sure. That's a
great sound.
For me, I grew up with that. A great sound.
So like, there's no sound like that. That just like, oh, I love that sound.
Not that off the top of my head that I can think of. I'm sorry. That's so much pressure.
It's okay.
I'm trying to think of sounds.
It's just a me thing.
I like them. The sounds of our children laughing.
Well, maybe you guys can tell me in the comments because it was like a glorious moment for me to remember that like incredible sound of fabric being cut. So like, Does anyone listening have that? Do you have something that's like, oh my gosh, this sound is like my favorite sound and it's like nostalgic for me and it reminds me of this, and this? Like,
I wonder if
there's what?
There's a sound. So if you wear a pullover pocket hooded sweatshirt.
Okay.
So it has like the front pocket. If you have the hood up and you scratch your fingers in the pocket, it like makes a sound in the hood. Have you ever done that?
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
And it's
I'm intrigued.
And it's like, so you like have your hands in like the front pocket of the hoodie and you kind of scratch your fingernails like against in the pocket and it like echoes in the hoodie if you have the hood up.
Huh.
That's a
glorious sound to you?
It's a very nice sound, yeah.
Huh. I'll have to try that. I've never done that.
Yeah, because you're all like, you're all like, there's something about it. You're all.
Did you ever like in school as a little kid? Plug your ears, but like fast, like did, like plug them and unplug them to like hear the sound of like a cafeteria or something. Have you ever done that? Where you like plug your ears, but then you unplug them really fast and it goes like, womp, 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 womp. No. Oh, never mind.
Just like wet willing yourself?
No, not wet. What? I never said with water. Where'd
I don't
you get
know.
That? No,
you go like, what do you, you where did I get fingers? It? You're putting your fingers, you're literally giving yourself like a,
but why
a dry
would my,
willy.
Wait, what? Why would my fingers be wet? What? When people
is that
plug
a thing,
their ears,
a dry
just,
willy?
No, it's just plugging your ears.
Sound
like, what
good.
Are you talking about? Okay, but you plug your ears like this and then you just go like this.
Yeah.
And like the whole, like in
you
a
look
loud
ridiculous.
Room.
Ridiculous.
Of course I do. I haven't done this since I was like 10, but like still.
All right.
Whatever. Never mind. We have very different sounds that we like.
We talked. I feel like last time we did a podcast, I talked about like how like I have like selective dad hearing now when I don't hear the word dad. Mm-hmm. But I'm very overstimmed by other sounds.
Yeah. So you just don't like sounds. Anyway. It's fine. It's fine. I thought maybe there'd be something. I guess.
I said the hoodie thing. Well, I wonder if anyone else, if that's a real thing or if I'm just making that up or if anyone else has ever done that.
Perhaps.
But I think we should go make like a professional recording of that sound.
Because yeah, because I feel so like
because people the people need it.
And I just can't believe
there's a market for that.
There has to be someone untapped. Else. There has to be someone else out there who likes it. That's not just
I'm
me.
Sure.
And who knows what I'm talking about. I feel like there's going to be at least one comment from someone hundreds. That's like, no, there hundreds. Won't be hundreds.
I feel
but
like,
I think there'll be at least one person like, who's like, oh my gosh, I love that sound.
I feel like this podcast and the people that make their own dresses, there's a lot. It's a lot of overlap in those two audiences. Mm,
perhaps. Okay. I have one more thing I wanted to talk about today. So randomly, I was hyperfixating on penguins the other day because you know me. And I found out some cute information about penguins. And I wanted to tell you.
I was so confused. We were talking. It was about pigeons before.
Yeah, now I'm talking about penguins.
Different
this was a long time ago, actually.
It starts with P. Okay.
I've been wanting to talk to you about penguins for probably like 2 months. But we
really?
Never have, like every time we do a relaxed podcast, like we end up talking about other stuff and I get distracted and I never end up on it.
Yeah.
But today we were talking about pigeons. We're talking about birds. So I figure I might as well, you know, jump into this penguin talk.
Okay.
Okay. So the reason I wanted to bring up penguins is because I was looking up stuff about penguins. I was fascinated and I had this thought, Lovey, you're my penguin.
Okay.
Penguins are so cute. Okay. Of course they look cute, but did you know that male penguins,
what
they propose with a rock?
I didn't wait. I've seen March. Have you seen that movie March of the Penguins?
I've what seen kind of penguin? Parts of it, but
there's
I haven't seen
different species of yeah,
there's
penguins.
All different kinds. So I don't know which exactly is the kind that proposes with a rock, but are you kidding?
Oh, because you love rocks.
Well, yeah, of course I love rocks. And of
and
course
just the idea
so cute,
of a bird proposing just, with anything, let cutest, alone a rock.
That's the cutest thing I've Very ever cute, heard in my yeah. freaking life.
Adorable.
Like we propose with rocks.
Certainly. Yeah.
That's so cute.
So cute.
Like what other animal proposes with a freaking rock or proposes with anything?
I don't know.
So I thought that was cute. Also, emperor male penguins, they incubate eggs on their feet
right.
while the female hunts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know this?
It's very like, would that be feminist?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm sure. And feminist is just like supporting women or whatever
about
they
gender,
want.
They don't care about gender stereotypes.
Not whatever they want. I didn't mean that. Feminism is just like, if a woman wants to do that, then support that. And if
it's
she
more,
doesn't,
it's more
then wants
they,
to go work,
they,
then support
they're breaking
that
down gender stereotypes, I would say.
But isn't that so sweet?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's in that movie. And they like walk with
I
them
need to
on
watch
their
it.
Feet.
I need to watch it.
You haven't
it.
Seen March of the Penguins?
I don't think I have.
I feel like that like won best documentary.
I need to watch
it's
that.
It's a very celebrated documentary.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
I think you do.
But like speaking of gender stereotypes, animals in general kind of break a lot of gender stereotypes because if you look at, especially birds, I think I love birds.
Yeah, what's
birds,
going on with you?
Birds in general love like they
in birds.
Think about like a peacock or just bird. All the birds, like the most colorful birds are the male ones. And I think it's so funny when people are like, it's not. People sometimes I've heard this argument, certainly not me, but people have had the argument of like men are shouldn't be feminine or whatever, like it's not natural, which is so funny because like in the wild the male species is usually the one that's like the most vibrant, colorful, show-offy, like doing silly dances to try to like attract the mate. And the have you ever
Peacocking.
Thought about that? Yeah,
but like
it's
that's
like
where
all,
that term
like,
even comes from the bird ducks also
all like all of them think about like think about lions.
I don't think about birds as much.
Think about
as you
lions,
do.
Like a big old mane. And like the female lion's just like, yeah, okay, that's a little extra guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the male species in the animal
What's
kingdom is
point?
Like, oh, anyway, sorry, I got
they're
distracted.
They're more like flamboyant?
No, they dress up in bright colors and do dances and they're just like, yeah, they're flamboyant.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm just saying the point that when people make the argument, like that if ever people say like boys shouldn't be like, feminine or whatever, like people
boys shouldn't wear pink.
Yeah, anything like that. Like, it's just like that. Which I hate when people say stuff like that.
Right.
If people say it's not natural, it's so funny to me because I'm like, this literally is natural. Like in the wild, the males are the ones that are like the show offs and like the like. Anyway, who cares?
That is natural.
That's totally not why I'm talking about this. I'm talking about this because, so I just thought that was cute that the male penguin.
Okay. All right.
incubates the eggs on their feet and then the female goes and hunts and they do this for months. Mm-hmm. They don't even leave to eat. They just like incubate these little eggs on their little feetsies.
I know. Yeah. Very famous documentary about this.
Yeah,
you gotta watch
it. Okay, I'm going to.
Because they're like, because it's like cold. It's like Antarctica.
Yeah, I've heard it's cold there.
But that's where this is happening. I mean, it's not happening in, you know.
Right. Also, penguins mate for life. Most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. Like they have like the one mate for life.
Right.
How cute is that?
Similar to pigeons.
Similar to us.
Similar to us.
But anyway, when I was looking this up, I was like, oh my gosh, Eric's my penguin. They propose with a freaking rock. I think that's so cute. And I love rocks and they're just so cute. And the male like helps so much with like what is traditionally known as like the female duties, like taking care of the egg. And you're so wonderful at like helping me with our kids and not helping me is the wrong word. I hate when that's it, but like being,
when,
you're just a
when
great
I babysit
dad.
Them.
Yeah, when you babysit them was what I meant to say. But you're such a good dad and you're my partner for life. Like, it's like they've picked their person for life. They're like, no, this is my freaking, this is my
do
person.
Do you think
no
that like a penguin and a pigeon have ever like gotten together? And is that a great premise for a children's book?
No.
Not, I don't mean sexual.
What else do you mean?
I mean like they're friends on a journey. They're like best friends on a journey. I didn't mean
pigeon,
like
penguins.
Jeez.
Penguins aren't around. Penguins don't aren't around. They don't like they're not around people. Penguins are like on ice alone.
Okay, a penguin at a zoo. Okay, we open in a zoo. A penguin is friends with this pigeon because the pigeon needs people. So the pigeon's always hanging out in the zoo. And a pigeon thinks he's a penguin, right? But
that's
he's not.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. And the pigeon, give me names. Pigeon's name is Peggy.
Okay.
And the penguins, maybe the penguin's name is Peggy and the pigeon's name is,
I don't know. Are you writing a book right now?
Peanut.
What? Wow, well, oh my God. Peter. I don't know where you're going with that one.
I was trying to think of a P name.
Why do you start with peen so hard there? Okay. And then did you say, oh my God. Anyway, I was surprised to find out when I was excited about penguins and how you're my penguin. Uh-huh. That there's a lot of creatures that mate for life. Because I don't know why I always thought
give
like
give them to me, break it down.
I always thought that like animals is just like they're kind of like yeah
they're
I'm
animals.
Just gonna go be an animal and like penguins, black vultures,
a lot of birds,
wolves, termites,
what.
Yeah.
Monogamous termites.
Bald
How do they
eagles.
Find each other?
A lot of birds. A lot of birds are
bald eagles.
Like
very cool bird.
Beavers. Gibbons.
Why'd you hit the beeves so hard?
I don't know. Old field mice.
Young field
barn
mice.
Barn owls.
There's
the list goes on and on.
Does it?
It does. There's so many animals that like are like, this is my person.
That makes sense.
Isn't that
dolphins?
Sweet? I didn't see dolphins. I think dolphins like do this kind of stuff for like, fun. They like enjoy it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, dolphins like
I don't know.
Do all kinds of weird stuff.
This makes me feel gross.
Can we, do you want to talk about all the weird stuff dolphins do?
I love dolphins, but what do you mean?
In that way.
Well, I don't know about the weird stuff that they do. Do you?
I just feel like I've heard that.
All I've heard is that they enjoy sexy time.
Right.
Or something. But how do you find that out? Like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know.
How do I find that out?
No, how did someone...
Research?
What kind of research is my point? Like, I don't want to know about this. I'm like, I don't feel like I should be
scuba
knowing
diving,
about this.
I guess. I don't know.
What? I don't know. Like, anyway. Yeah, but I don't know much more about that other than I heard that once and went, I don't want to know about this.
You ever been scuba diving?
Scuba diving?
Yeah.
No. Have you?
No.
I would never do that.
I don't think so. I don't like the idea of like having to breathe through my mouth.
Yeah. What?
All the time.
Oh, you do? Oh, like. Okay.
Like being on the, having the thing.
Yeah, breathing through your mouth is good in general.
Yeah,
but just
sure.
not underwater.
Well, not like you can only.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be claustrophobic for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like they have like full face. If they had like the full face one where you could just not have to worry about that, that'd be pretty cool maybe.
Yeah. I would never do it.
I feel like my ears pop when I go underwater like 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I swim to the bottom of a 5-foot swimming pool, like my ears are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd be good at deep sea diving.
Do you have an interest in this?
Do you have an interest in birds?
I absolutely do.
Yeah, it's not, I wouldn't say it's parallel to
why
your
did you
interest
ask me
in
this
birds.
Question? Oh, because of dolphins.
Because I'm just thinking about how I'm going to see all these freaky dolphins.
Oh my God, love.
Yeah, because you can't just really see it from the surface. No, you want to be like down in the action.
No, dolphins are cute, sweet little animals. I don't want to know about that stuff. I don't want to think about that stuff.
I think it's a good place to stop.
Yeah, we need to stop. We'll be done.
It's just like, we need to stop.
Well, this episode was fun and all over the place. I hope you guys enjoyed. And don't forget to leave us some comments and let us know what your favorite sounds are.
Or birds.
But also ask us questions for next week and leave
some
fun
comments.
Let me know
how to turn off that AirPod setting.
I mean, you could literally just do it right. Don't tell him that in the comments, please. We don't need a bunch of comments explaining the settings. Just Google it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. And I'll see you next week. Bye.